This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Riddle set go. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adil Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm stressed. Are we supposed to be running? I'm Aaron Keep.
Aaron, let's dish. You're stressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, not really.
Oh, okay.
Having a great weekend. Doing great.
You're having a great weekend, even though this is a Wednesday?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're full of shit.
I am.
We canonically record these episodes at midnight on a Tuesday so that they get released on a Wednesday morning.
Just so we're super topical.
We're like South Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just like South Park. Oh, boy.
Every week we kill one of our co-hosts, and then they come back the next week.
Do they still do that on South Park? You know what? Don't give me any spoilers. I'm about 15 seasons behind, so don't tell me. Don't tell me how it works.
Who's our old man Puzzies?
I am old man Puzzies.
Oh. Whoa.
Woman who is having a great weekend is old man Puzzies. Two of my friends got engaged. I took an Advil, got two Advil PMs, and then I slept. I took them on purpose.
Okay.
And then I woke up, and then I ate breakfast, and then I fell asleep the rest of the day.
And that's good news?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's part of my weekend. I got to sleep like 20 hours in one day. It was awesome.
That happened today?
That happened yesterday.
Yesterday morning, you took an Advil PM?
No. On Friday evening, I took an Advil PM.
Slept.
I think it just sat in my stomach. I ate food. It hit me.
Got it.
And then I had to sleep like 6 more hours. But then I had a great rest of the day. I did world news with you idiots.
Okay.
Someone came to the world news show dressed as Nintendo Cafe, which blew my sister's mind. And now I'm here with you.
Okay. This timeline has got me all fucked up because I don't understand. You took an Advil PM.
On a Friday evening. I took two.
Then you went out and fucking partied.
No, I didn't.
You just had dinner and went to sleep.
No, I didn't eat anything. Advil PM.
Oh, the PM.
So this is what the show has come to.
Yeah. Sorry. Well,
first of all,
I'm old man puzzles and I'll get into it.
I have to discover Aaron's lies. Because if I let her lies go unchecked, it's chaos.
Yeah.
It's anarchy.
All right. Name 6 lies I've told.
You are under the age of 20.
Oh, thank you.
You are. Wait a second.
You tell me 6 lies that I've told. Ooh, thank you.
Ooh, thank you so much.
No, Aaron, I don't think that you're a liar. I just couldn't follow the logic of the story because I thought it was a riddle. And I thought, I'm already in riddle brain. So my riddle brain is working at maximum efficiency, which is 20% of a normal person's brain.
I'm and like 80% of a dog's brain.
I'm like limitless, except I have a bad, defective dog's brain. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it actually makes a lot of sense.
But he's still a good boy.
Yeah, I'm like Bradley Cooper in Limitless, although I have the body of a soft-boiled potato and the brain of a dog who's all horny.
So, what's up? Other than the fact that I'm Old Man Puzzles, are we ready to get into it? Or does anyone
We've
else have any questions about
ready.
The story?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I was handed a box by Joe Gallagher. Do you know him? He's in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great. He's great at taking pictures if you want to hire him. But he knows that I do the show, and he handed me a box of riddles. Are we ready?
What?
What?
A man handed you a box of riddles?
Yes.
Okay.
And then he disappeared when I turned around to look at him again.
And he's great at taking
pictures?
Aaron,
first of all, that's a burlap sack. Second of all, that's full of snakes.
Oh, well, he said they were.
You are being bitten repeatedly.
Wait, a burlap sack full of snakes. And Aaron, which is the real one? Who do I shoot? Aaron, Aaron, did you hear what I said?
I called
you a burlap sack full of snakes. Uh-oh, the snakes are waking
up. Was that
your Marge impression?
I thought...
Homie!
I thought we could do something a little different.
Yes.
And the risk in this is we might have a riddle we've done before, but even better.
Oh. We're
playing
Risk?
I'm going to try to do these as quickly as possible. And if you miss it, I'm going to do a you got it pile and then you don't have it pile.
Okay.
For these warm-up riddles.
When you said that you wanted to try something a little different, did you mean that we should all be nice to each other?
No, I don't think that people would like that.
Okay, cool.
It would be
good
like
call,
dipshit. It would be like watching like a puppy hang out with an alligator. People would be like nervous the whole time.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Actually, that's what they're doing for the Puppy Bowl next year. They're tossing in a caiman.
Oh, no.
Neil Caiman, American Gods.
Oh, are we ready?
Yes.
And do you want it so I give like a win for JPC, a win for Adel? Should this be a competition?
No. Adel and I prefer to work together. We're best as a team.
All right, so you two are the alligator and I'm the puppy.
We're doing a buddy cop spec script. It's called Dipshit and Nobody.
I play nobody.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Papa, horny for puzzies.
Okay, I'm going to put...
Dipshit, nobody, in my office.
We're both nobody.
We've been in your office.
It's nice in there, Chief. Okay. You've got nice coitons.
This movie sounds really bad.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
Are we ready, fellas?
We know our limits.
Yeah.
On your mark. Here comes the timer. Get set.
Can't you just say riddle, set, go like I did up top? Just to support that move?
Riddle, set, go. What can be returned without being borrowed?
Package. Love.
Nope. Right. You get like a couple more
seconds.
What can be returned
secret.
Without being borrowed? Return.
A hug. A stamp.
Return of the Jedi.
A boomerang.
Nope. A greeting.
Nah. A boomerang works.
If I am your brother, but you are not my brother, who are you?
Sister.
Adel. What is covered in holes and yet still holds water?
A net. Somebody who's been shot in the Wild
covered
West.
Covered in holes, but still holds
net.
Water.
Nope.
Covered in holes, still holds water.
Holes.
Water holes.
The book.
Nope. And it's a sponge.
Damn it.
I fly without wings. I cry without eyes. What am I?
A bat. Airplane.
Time.
Airplane.
Nope. I fly without wings. I cry without eyes.
I cry. Time. Time. Cry.
Potato.
Nope.
Time crisis.
Time cop.
What cries?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Wolf. People.
What has
eyes.
Water?
Wind.
Leak from it.
A hose.
Salt. No. Tears.
It's a clown.
Clowns. Damn,
wow.
It's a clown.
Not clowns, you weirdo.
Okay, it's a clown.
Send
who's
in,
the biggest?
Hold on. Send in the clouds.
Isn't it rich?
Send in those Nimbus cumulus clouds.
Oh, all our three listeners who know about the musical A Little Night Music are going to love that joke.
And our four cloud listeners as well. Please say Stratus.
That's who I am. Who's the biggest? Mr. Larger, Mrs. Larger, or their baby?
Mrs. Larger, women are bigger.
Okie dokie.
In terms of their personalities.
No.
And in Japan.
No,
who's the biggest? Mr. Larger, Mrs. Larger, or their baby?
None of them. They're all the Largers.
Nope.
Their baby.
Quickly.
Mr. Baby. Larger.
Yeah, why?
Their baby?
Yeah, why?
Because baby, it's cold outside.
Nope. Quickly.
Who's the biggest?
Their baby because
he's the biggest baby.
Because the baby's...
Because he's fucking sensitive.
Because it's a little larger.
Mother.
Woof.
Skunker.
Can I see that card?
Yeah. I'm going to put that in the fireplace.
I'm going to tear that in
half. No, don't! Don't! How do you say race car backwards?
Race car. It's a palindrome.
It's a palindrome. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Race car.
No, how do you say race car backwards?
Race car.
Turn around and say it.
No,
watch.
Race car backwards.
Race car backwards.
Yeah, you didn't get it. In what way can five come before four and three?
If five eats four out.
If there's... I was going to say if there's four play. If there's four play.
If there's four
that's
play.
That's funnier.
What is the question?
In what way can five come before four and three?
If you're counting backwards.
Yeah. No.
If you're dumb.
We've had something similar to this before.
In what way can five come before... in the dictionary.
Yep. Is this about cuckolding? Okay, dictionary. Never mind.
Yes.
Never mind.
Okay. What comes next in the
four.
Following sequence? O, T, T, F, F, S.
O, T, T, F, F, S?
Mm-hmm.
F, F, S stands for fuck's sake.
No.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
OTTFFS.
Mm-hmm. OTTFFS. I don't care. This one is one that I don't care about.
Is it? You do. OTTFFS.
Friday, Saturday.
OTTFSS.
Overtime. Tell me, fuckface.
I just gave you a hint.
Do it again.
OTTFFS.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So what comes next?
S.
Yes. Your parents have five sons, and each son has
one sister.
How many children are there in your family?
Everyone. Everyone's a child.
Nope.
Wait,
your
what?
Your parents have five sons, and each son has one sister. How many children are there in your family?
Six. Sisters are related to brothers by brother or sister relations.
What? But if you say how many children are in your family, every person, every human is a child.
Every kiss begins with K.
And K stands for kid.
You got it. What needs to be fed to stay alive but dies if given a drink? What?
Aaron.
Aaron.
The answer is Aaron.
Oh.
You get drunk so fast.
Oh.
This is
I
fire.
Do.
The answer is fire. Mm-hmm. And the drink is piss.
Oh, my gosh. What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead? Don't say me.
River.
What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead?
Man.
What's the second part? Are you saying lives?
Lies.
L-I.
So it flies, lies, and runs.
What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead?
It runs when it's dead. The Senate?
It's a snowflake.
It's a snowflake.
From what five-letter word can you remove two letters and yet only have one left?
Any word that has one in it.
Yeah.
Twuns. Twun.
Twuns?
And you twuns.
A word that isn't a word, so congratulations to you, sir. I'm going to put this
here,
in the maybe here.
Here we go. Aaron. Yep. Loner.
Nope. Stone.
Loner. What?
The word I was looking for was stone. Yeah. The timer has gone off.
And
let us
twuns.
Count how we did.
Okay. Remember, Adel has one in his hand that he also...
1, 2, 3,
that he said
four,
he was going to rip up,
five.
But he didn't.
I'll add that to the note pile. You got 5 correct.
Okay.
Oops.
Erin just spilled her Wendy's.
You got 1 maybe, and that was the stone one. It was like, sort of, you got it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3,
no,
four,
I got it.
5, 6, wrong.
But let's count the maybe as a right.
No, we will not. We'll count it as a wrong.
Okay, well, here's a compromise. I accept your terms. How about that?
The reason why I decided to do this, and we're going to do it again in a second,
okay,
is we get a lot of complaints that we don't do enough riddles on this show. So I was going to try to have this be the episode where we do the most riddles.
Also, when we get a lot of complaints, every week about, and I'm going to skew our numbers here, about 90 million people listen to this show. We get maybe.
You're skewing down.
We get maybe 45 million people asking us, telling us that we don't do enough riddles.
We do this? Here's what I'm going to posit. Let's say for the rest of this episode.
Did you say pause it or pause it?
We're going to pause it. Let's press pause.
Okay, press pause. Okay, hold on. Okay,
here's KJ,
keep recording. This is definitely being recorded, but we're pausing it. So this doesn't count.
Oh,
okay?
I'm sorry. I mean P-A-W-S.
Yes, go to Pause Chicago, adopt a spaghetti.
Adopt a doggy. Adopt a doggo. Here's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
How about for the rest of this episode, we just do as many riddles as we can. We don't bring any fun or joy to the show. We don't do any jokes. There's no banter or humor. No improv scenes. Mm-hmm. We just... do riddles and as many as we can, just kind of serve up a heaping plate of fuck you. Does that make sense?
I think we should do scenes because that's what brings us joy.
Okay.
Well, it's not about us. It's about...
I want to see a scene right now in the middle of this pause. Adel, you're going to be playing the role of a lifetime.
Okay.
Adel Rafai. You're going to be playing Adel Rafai circa, let's call this June 2018. You're going to be approaching Aaron. You're going to be playing JPC.
Okay.
You're a young hotshot improviser, cock of the walk, one of the biggest names in town.
I don't know.
And I will be playing the character Aaron Keefe. Aaron Keefe is kind of this like effortlessly gorgeous
country bumpkin.
Country bumpkin from Boston. And Adel, you're going to be approaching the two of us, and we're out on a roller skating date. And you're going to be approaching the two of us.
Dating of June of last year?
We were dating the roller skates.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, we were dating June of last year.
Yeah,
I
we both
you two
dated.
Were dating.
Well,
we all three of us dated a man named June in July of last year. But you're going to be approaching the two of us about coming on your riddle podcast, and we're going to have some pitches to make it better.
Okay.
Whew, I'm glad I skated up to you two and caught up.
We're all going at the same pace, mm-hmm. and we don't have to pant very hard.
Oh, Aaron, you lost your country accent.
Pock my con, hobbit, John. Pock my con, hobbit. Yeah, I lodge off Ted Kennedy. Killed that woman.
Did you notice that like a year ago I stopped wearing bandanas? Call me interesting. Me interesting.
So I thought to, we've talked a little bit about this, but I thought to go ahead and do that podcast I was thinking about.
Oh, I have podcast pocket. Can you milk me?
I love riddles.
JBC, pump the brakes.
Baby. I love riddles, and I'd love to do your podcast, and I do love riddles.
Oh,
and
Aaron, I'll hold you to that.
Yeah.
So basically what I was thinking.
And I love attention, and I got attention.
We both do that. We both do that, JBC. We both love attention, and we need it or we die.
So the idea is the three of us sit around. Uh-huh. We pose riddles to each other, puzzles, and we try and answer them. But along the way, we do improvised scenes. We get sidetracked with some bits and fun and goofs and gags.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think?
I like it, but can we maybe do like a segment on the show where I bring in a lot of my bullshit from my Boston family, and I maybe just talk about The Departed once or twice, and maybe the movie The Town every episode.
Okay.
And we talk about maybe my dirtbag brother-in-law, Mitch.
Mm.
That's kind of my pitch for the direction of the show.
Yeah, kind of fun. JPC?
Can I just be a garbage villain who just continues to make everything I touch worse?
Mm, like a reverse King Midas?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to talk about spaghetti, my dog, and the dish that I love. And then I'm going to keep bringing up gremlins, and I'm going to keep bringing up the same quotes from that Robert De Niro says, and that's sort of going to be my thing.
Okay.
But Aaron and I are going to form a really beautiful friendship that will last well into 2025.
Okay. So you're in.
I'm getting thirsty. No, I'm just kidding. It's not true that I drink piss, even though it is widely accepted and known about me. And it is one of the reasons I get so many UTIs. By the way, could we maybe do a segment on the show where I talk about my UTIs and then act shocked when people on Twitter message me about my UTIs?
Hey, friends.
Even though, in fairness, they should not be doing that.
Hey, friends. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to stick with Magic Tavern.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Shark Barkman on Instagram. That was the most fun scene I've ever done. Also, I stopped drinking piss in 2016. I've heard enough about it.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't Gwyneth Paltrow drink her own piss? Or there's some celebrity.
Oh, in New York, there's Piss Rat.
Yeah.
There's that rat they found drinking its own piss.
Uh-huh.
Piss Rat.
Do you want to try to beat your record?
Hey, real quick. Mm-hmm. Are we happy that we did this podcast?
Oh,
I'm so happy I did this podcast.
Yeah. That's a great question.
Why are you making a jerking off motion?
Oh, this is a talking motion. Oh my God, is that what people associate this motion with?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever said this on air. If I have, please stop me. Sure. But it was JPC and I for maybe 2 years were talking about doing a podcast. And I think what we had settled on was maybe being like Zoo Crew.
We had some bad ideas, yeah.
We had
some
bad ideas. We're going to be like a Zoo Crew team.
Like a
morning radio team and just like do like interviews with like fake people promoting whatever they're in town for and stuff like
podcast.
That. So this podcast.
Yeah.
And then at some point we thought to bring on and then the whole idea changed.
That's sweet.
So I wanted just to let everyone know and blame Aaron.
Blame Aaron.
The reason we don't have that. Amazing morning Zoo Crew show.
Well, I
106.4 The Bear. I'm Donkey Kong,
and I'm Kongy Donk.
See, yeah, that's what you would have been missing out.
Yeah,
on.
Can you imagine that for 60 episodes?
I in like October of 2017, Adel mentioned that to me offhand, and I was like, I'll say yes to this. It'll probably never happen. Everyone's so busy. Mm-hmm. Adel's so busy. And then April of that year, we recorded like 7 episodes of 2018. We recorded 7 episodes. And I was still like, this is really sweet and fun. And I'm laughing really hard. And this is great. And I think, I don't know. It's just, it wasn't until it came out that I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be a huge part of my life.
Hmm. And is it?
I try to push it away. I try to compartmentalize it.
Yeah, I was like, I have too much of my life going on to do this podcast right now, so I have to stop doing some things. So I wrote both of my brothers letters and said, I'm no longer going to be your brother. It's been chill. It's been
That sounds like such a, like a seven-year-old move of like...
It's been a nice 30 years, but no longer are we brothers. If you see me on the street, you will be a stranger to me.
The one thing I know about siblings is it's not chill.
No, it's not chill. No, I mean, my brothers are pretty chill with each other.
I can't relate.
Yeah, it's because my family's not Boston trash. We're all Indiana nice.
Okay.
We're nice. We're actually all nice to each other. We say, no, you go through the door. And I'm saying, no, no, you go through the door. And then we realize...
And then no one goes through the
door. We're not even going into this prison.
Are you ready to beat your record? This time it's serious. There's higher stakes.
Okay, this time it's serious.
I'm going to throw a cup of water into one of your faces.
Addles.
Hey, Riddle, Riddle, this time it's serious.
We should do
Hey, Riddle, Riddle Nights. How much time do you guys have?
Oh, I was thinking we should do a show on Sirius.
Yeah, Sirius Radio, if you're listening, please give us a show.
If Sirius Radio is listening to this podcast, how? That's a riddle.
But we should do Hey, Riddle, Riddle Nights, where it's like way more serious, a little more adult.
Let's all try to talk in a very serious after dark.
Oh, it's 10 p.m.?
It's 10 p.m.
Things are changing a little bit.
The kids are asleep.
Take your boobs out of your shirt.
Say hello to them.
Just like USA. Just like USA Up All Night. Remember USA Up All Night? And they'd be like, we're about to take some boobs out of shirts. Silk stockings.
And on that note, we're going to try to beat our record. Are we ready?
Yes.
Say Papa Horny.
Papa Horny for
boobs out of your shirt.
Puzzies, you idiots. Here
Poppy
we go.
Boobies out of your
shirt. Which is heavier, a pound of feathers or a pound of rocks?
Same
They're
weight.
Both a pound. Speaking of
two fathers and two sons went fishing and each caught a fish, but only three fish were caught. How is that possible?
It was three people, a grandfather, father, and son. We've had that one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why is the letter B always wet?
Because it's covered in cum.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why is the letter B always wet?
Yeah.
B is for boobies.
Because it comes before C. Mm-hmm. B is always wet. God.
That's sort of it.
It's always
right before
it
the
C. Because it always sits by the C.
Yes, it's for the C.
What is measured by yard and then worn by the feet?
JPC's Duke.
What is measured by the yard and worn by the foot?
Fruit by the foot.
Oh, fruit by the foot.
Not fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the yard.
Measured by the yard
fruit
and
by my the yard.
Oh, milkshakes. Milkshakes brings all the boys to the yard.
Everyone's super jealous of me at school because I brought a foot by the yard. And everyone wanted to trade their lunch with me, dude.
Foot by the
I got 17 Lunchables for that 1 foot by the
Whoa,
yard.
Whoa, your mom packed you gumptures?
What is measured by the yard and worn by the foot?
Cloth. Clothing.
I bet it's
shoes.
Measured by the yard. I bet it's like backyard or something.
Nope. It is a carpet.
Fuck.
What comes next in the sequence? 31, 37, 41, 43, 47.
69, 429, 11.
Death.
429, 11. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
What comes next in this sequence? All right, 31, 37, 41, 43, 47.
I don't know. I hate these and I refuse to do them.
53.
How are you supposed to
they
do
are prime
quick?
Numbers.
Oh, God.
Some of us know prime numbers. What gets shorter as it grows older?
Penis.
What grows shorter?
Aaron, this is Hayward Real Knights.
Oh, it's okay. Well, let's
take your boobs out of your shirt.
I know, sir.
And let your penis get shorter.
Take your penis out of your shirt.
No, sir.
By the way,
it's a candle or a pencil. You didn't get it.
There's a video on Twitter that I saw last week of this. It's like Russian people like yelling at each other, and there's like either a very drunk or sleepy man trying to put pants on as a shirt for like just 2 minutes while people are having
a
conversation.
That, and it's amazing.
And he just keeps putting those pants on and trying to find the head hole, but there's not one. So he puts his arms through the pant legs and then tries to put his head through it.
And around him, two men almost come to like
yeah,
blows.
They're like, yeah,
like they almost
I
fight.
Don't speak Russian, but they're like ostensibly yelling at each other. Man, it's funny.
I haven't seen it. Will you send it to me?
Absolutely, Aaron.
What two letters in the alphabet say goodbye?
F-U.
F-U.
You got one of those right.
F-off.
No.
U up. U two. U...
BB, bye-bye.
You is second.
See you.
Yep. See you.
C-3PO.
Has anyone ever read the book CDB?
No.
It's
no.
an entire children's book written like CDB, DB, SA, BZB.
It's has like anybody ever listened? Letters. Has anybody ever seen in concert Casey and JoJo?
What? What is that?
Casey and JoJo?
Yeah. Everybody dance now.
CNC JoJo.
What do the following words have in common? Almost below, first, ghost, glory.
All words.
They're all words?
Yeah, they are.
They're all holes. It? Ghost hole, glory hole.
Almost
below. The classic ghost hole. Watch out in the backyard, Timmy. There's a ghost hole. I don't believe in ghosts.
I want to see a scene. Okay. Aaron, you're a kid who fell through a ghost hole in the backyard. Mm-hmm. JPC, you're the aforementioned ghost in the hole.
Okay.
And this is like the Japanese anime Ghost in the Shell, but it's Ghost in the Hole.
No. Veto.
Okay, so it's just a kid fell through a ghost hole and they were talking to a ghost.
Gotcha.
Boo.
Ah!
What are you doing here in my private ghost hole?
Are you a ghost?
Yeah. Hey, are you a kid?
Yeah, I'm a kid.
You
want to
see a dead body?
Wait, you are a dead body.
Well, yeah, it's my little joke. I'm a dead body. I'm a ghost.
Are you like a 70s ghost?
What does that mean, a 70s ghost?
Ugh.
I could button the rest of this shirt, but it's breezy down here.
We cut to just a quick snippet of your sitcom that you used to be on called That 70s Ghost. And this is just a 2-minute flashback.
You're a dipshit, Eric.
Come on, why do you say that? Hey, pass me some reefer.
I'm your dad.
I just want some reefer, Dad. Oh. You said you found it under my bed.
I was in RoboCop.
Don't be so square.
I'm also realizing I think this actor's dead.
We cut back to the present.
Anyway.
I'm too young to know that reference.
You're too young to know That 70s Show?
I was
Fuck
born in
you.
2005. I'm a kid.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we were still doing a scene. This is just how I talk. Okay, kid. Well, look, you fell in my...
Oh, and scene. The timer went off.
Aww.
So here's the thing. You tried to beat your record. You couldn't. You cowards. 1, 2, 3, 4. You got 4 riddles right.
Wait, but we were doing a scene during the time.
I know. Well, that's what happens.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to break a world
record
for
this
riddles.
This is fucking harsh.
This is so harsh.
But I didn't finish that. The almost, below, first, ghost, and glory. All their letters are in alphabetical order. Almost,
oh,
below,
we never would
first,
have gotten that.
Ghost, glory. That was probably one that like feels like a second half of the episode. It's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
Seems like
bullshit. That feels like it's going to be a little bit harder.
Hey, riddle, riddle. Knights.
Knights.
Knights. I'm new to the job, and I don't know.
You're new to being a knight?
Yeah,
new. You just wear armor, you have a sword.
Also, you went through a 2-week training program, so you claiming to be new to the job
I'm
now.
I'm new to it, though.
Well, you keep saying that, but
new
you...
New to being paid for it.
You were paid during training.
Yeah, but 50% of what I was going to end up getting paid.
Well, you just had to buy your own uniform, and it's a suit of armor, and that's expensive.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. I know sometimes when you're scheduled to lose, and you're out there, and the crowd's going crazy, and they got their turkey legs and Coke, that you might want to feel like a big shot and win. Throw your fucking matches.
Why?
It's medieval times, baby.
Yeah, baby, this ain't Creed 2.
You know what? I'm not going to. Glory or nothing. And we kill for real?
Oh, yeah.
We kill for real. Why do you think we had to train you?
Why do you think we had 2 weeks of training?
All right, well.
We kill for real.
Medieval times. We kill for real.
I went to medieval times when I was a kid, and I legit watched a knight get killed.
For real?
No.
I went for a
what
friend's.
What a terrible thing to see as a child.
I went for a friend's bachelor party for Jeff. You guys know Jeff Griggs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went for his bachelor party, and it was me, Jeff Griggs, Brett Lyons, and Jason Chin, and we were sitting pretty close to the pitch. And at some point, a guy came by with like flowers, like he was supposed to be like some young Lothario giving out roses to women. And at some point, I just started screaming, "A rose for the fellas! A rose for the fellas!" And the guy was trying to ignore me and then started laughing so hard he was crying. And then he tossed me a rose.
Nice!
Oh, and that man is...
dead.
He was killed.
Because they killed medieval times.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. This is so that the three of us can change out of our armor back into our normal clothes. Because, of course, for every scene, we do get into costume.
Full costume. And we do post pictures on our website. And, again, that website is heynevermind.com/trimmerscam. So do check that out for all the pictures from our shows.
Shit, now we gotta buy that domain.
Oh, no.
And we'll be back after these messages from our sponsors.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy suffer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, or as a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're
okay.
ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Lord, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis, just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
Welcome back to the fastest episode we've ever done. We're going to do every riddle in the whole wide world. We're going to break a world record in this Hey Riddle Riddle episode. Are we ready, you two guys?
Yeah,
that's right. It's the fastest episode we've ever done.
Hey Riddle Riddle Nights.
Hold on.
Yep.
Hey Riddle Riddle, my nights.
And pause for the laughter that's inevitably laughter. Happening across the
people,
nation. And
my nights. 90 million people clapping into their podcast apps.
Mm-hmm. That's how we know you like it. Clap at us.
Clap on your app.
Yeah, everybody, I need you. Okay, here's your homework for this week. Hey, Riddle Riddle listeners. I want you to film yourself listening to Hey, Riddle Riddle. And at any joke in this episode, I want to watch you applaud us.
Yes, that's what we want.
And maybe I'll post a montage on our Instagram.
And just so you know, we will not post sarcastic applause.
Yeah, we want it to look truly earnest and enthusiastic.
Yeah, no like little snappy golf applause. We don't want that.
We don't need you like get moved.
We don't want any like you know Trump coming into the State of the Union applause.
Yeah, no Pelosi claps. Mm-hmm. Also, if you make your cat or dog clap, we will post that.
Oh yeah, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Any animal.
Yeah, it has to be a cat
puppet.
Or dog.
A puppet clapping. Really get creative with this.
Also, if you make
sex dolls.
No sex dolls.
If you make that ass clap. No, I'll start a booty quake. And if you start a booty quake, people could die. So if you do that, just know that you're taking your life in your hands and you're taking the life
hey,
of...
Hey, JPC. I know we're having fun. We're doing a podcast, trying to have a good time.
Yeah. Okay, good.
My uncle died in a booty quake.
Oh, my God.
My uncle died in the booty quake of 83. He was
Nevada
and right near the fault line.
Jesus.
That crack, if you
will. I know this in no way diminishes your pain, but my uncle passed from an Oreo cheese quake. he ate it too fast at Dairy Queen, and he was...
My uncle.
Aaron.
My uncle.
My
died
uncle.
In, my uncle.
Aaron,
died
please.
Died in the quake or oats.
Wilf,
am I
your
same
uncle
right?
Wilford
yeah,
Brimley?
Yes, yeah. He died in Quaker right? Oats. Yeah, okay, that's that's terrible. I actually had an uncle pass away from he was playing the video game Quake for original computer. You know, the first computers.
For original computer?
Yes. For OC. And he did pass away.
I'm so sorry to hear.
I have no more uncles.
Yeah, I had two uncles. That was it.
We're going to stick to this, and you're going to keep trying to beat your 5-minute record. And I'm going to not pause it when the scene starts, but I don't want that to make you hesitate to do a scene.
Okay.
I think you can have it all.
Okay, but when you say our 5-minute record, just so I'm clear, that is specifically the record for answering riddles quickly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I have several 5-minute records.
What are they, JBC?
That if I wanted to try to beat, I could try to beat them now, and I could do that while answering the riddles. But you don't want
me
to do
that. You took all your teeth out in 5 minutes. You got back together with all your exes in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. What am I forgetting?
I can do it all underwater. In 5
are
minutes.
Are you ready, Grande?
Thank you.
All right.
Quake.
On your mark.
That's a deep cut.
Riddle. Wait.
Okay.
Riddle. Set. Puzzy.
A cloud. A clown.
How many times can you subtract the number 2 from the number 50?
Once.
Yep.
Because then it becomes 48.
You're right. How far into the forest can you travel?
Halfway. Because then you're traveling out of it.
Wow. Addle.
A girl fell off a 50-foot ladder but
too
was
bad.
Not hurt. Why not? A girl fell off a 50-foot ladder but was not hurt. Why not?
Because it wasn't upright.
She caught herself on the glass ceiling.
All right, I want to quickly see a scene.
That should work.
No, it doesn't. It's
why?
Funny, but it doesn't
but
work.
But it doesn't work. Okay.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are a girl who just fell off a ladder and you're going back into your house for sympathy and you are her mother and you're not going to give it.
Great.
Mama, I just fell off a ladder outside.
Okay.
Mama, I'm hurt.
If you're hurt, you would still be laying outside. You wouldn't be able to carry your sorry ass in here.
Mama, that's not true. I can take pain and I can still carry on. That is what it means to be a woman.
Janine, I just saw you fall off that ladder. Uh-huh. Ask me how high up she was.
How high up
she was?
She was
at the very bottom rung. That liar. She fell for the attention.
Okay, well,
you
know what?
You fucked up.
No one ever
notices. Go outside and grab a Switch. Grab a Nintendo Switch outside.
What? I don't want to play Mario Party right now.
You're going to play Mario Party.
You're going to win the whole thing. We're going to play the fun levels, and you're going to have to go to
the
water
levels.
And guess what?
In Bowser Castle.
Guess what?
What?
I know your fucking little shenanigans. I know every time you play Mario Party, you say, I'm all-time Yoshi. Guess what? Everyone's all-time fucking Yoshi. No Yoshi.
No, wait. Is everyone all-time Yoshi, or is no one all-time Yoshi? I got Nintendo outside Yoshi.
Damn it.
She was on the bottom of the ladder.
Yep, and you didn't get it right. I had to tell you.
But you told them the scene.
Yeah, well, you didn't get it before I didn't see. What can sit in the rain without getting any wetter?
What can sit in the rain
without
getting
any
wetter?
What can sit in the rain without getting any wetter?
A raindrop.
Rain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A puddle.
Oh, Missy Elliott.
A puddle.
You got it. Water.
Water.
I can't stand the rain.
What does an island and the letter T have in common?
They're both
they need
Kenny
the
Loggins
I
songs.
T department. What is an island in the letter T? They're both...
I love this one. This
so close to the sea. They're far away from the sea.
They're both surrounded.
They're in the middle of the sea.
They're both
the
surrounded.
Middle of...
The alphabet.
No, middle of...
The night.
They're both in the middle of...
The sea. They're no. both in the middle of...
T and island.
Oh, they're both in the middle of Long Island iced tea.
No. What is an island in the middle of?
The ocean.
Nope.
The ocean.
The water.
The sea. The sea. The water.
Yep, water.
Oh,
they're both
W-A-T-E-R.
I had to give you too many hints. It's going in the no pile.
Damn it.
What menu item...
KJ hated that you put that in the no pile.
Well, KJ KJ?
Do not tell KJ to suck your dick, Aaron.
I won't.
I like that you're offering us help, and then when we get it, you're like, I shouldn't have gotten that help.
No, because it took you too long. Okay. I am the king.
Okay.
And KJ can live.
Ooh.
KJ's not getting killed at this medieval times. What menu item does B-A-N-A represent?
B-N-A.
What menu?
A-N-A.
Banana. Banana Foster's. Mm-hmm. Banana bread. Banana
split.
Come, yep. Mr. Telly, man.
What can be opened but never closed?
Your freaking mouth.
Butthole. Oh my frogs.
Oh my frogs.
I'll talk forever.
Oh my god.
Frogs. Oh my frogs. I'll talk forever.
What can be opened but never closed? Mm-hmm. The Bible.
Oh my goodness gracious.
What can be opened but never closed?
Pandora's box.
No, but I feel like that's true, I guess.
Yeah.
But this is an answer that it's always an answer.
A present, a gift.
What can be opened but never closed? Your relationship.
Your eyes.
Oh, two, one.
An egg.
A sesame.
An egg.
You can close an egg.
No.
It's hard. It's hard as hell.
I have nipples, fucker. Can you milk me?
There it is.
What can be empty and full at the same time?
Heart.
Barf bag.
Can be empty and full.
Oh, this is so tank. Stupid. You're not going to get this.
Oh, then I give up.
A car park. If it's empty of cars and it's full of spaces.
Bay.
What word looks the same when turned upside down but not backwards?
Pterodactyl.
No.
Oh, LOL.
No.
Mom.
What word looks the same?
Looks the same when turned upside down but not backwards.
So it's got to be...
Turned upside down.
If W-O-M, right? If W-O-M was a word and you put that upside down, it would still
be... This word has W and M in it.
Mo?
So it's something with W's and M's, because when you turn it upside down, it's going to stay.
Woman. Mm-hmm.
What's another letter that when you turn it upside down?
O.
Yes, but that's not... What else?
I.
Mm-hmm. So it has I, W, and M in it.
Mo.
And then one more letter that's in it twice.
Millage. My wife.
I don't know.
It swims. Let's do a count. How did they do, KJ?
Shoot.
As if KJ's keeping track.
KJ just... Let's does the KJ for the score, and KJ wasn't paying attention.
And KJ was reading their book. I know. KJ's
taking notes.
Himself.
KJ's taking edit notes, not reading their book.
I just think
book.
It's so funny to throw to KJ. Okay.
And KJ, tell them what they've won.
KJ has gone home.
Fixing our sound. One, two, three, four. So far, your record
is 5.
Get that
booty on the floor.
You got 5 in the first round, and then you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So even if I had given you that one, I gave all you the. I gave
we still
you
wouldn't
all
have beat our
for,
record.
Yeah, you would still wouldn't have beat your record.
Damn it.
So let's take a big, deep breath.
Okay.
Let's do some bunny breaths. 2 through the nose, out through the mouth.
I'm sorry, what are these?
Bunny breaths.
Then this is a thing?
This is how bunnies breathe.
Two in the nose, one in the what?
And you know this how?
This is how you do what to a bunny?
2 in the nose, 1 in the butt.
2 breaths through the nose, 1 out through the mouth.
2 breaths in the nose, 1 out the mouth.
That's how you smell a flower in a garden.
That's a breath that you do to help you calm down. Sometimes when you're crying, you naturally start breathing like that, and it helps your body calm down.
You are talking a mile a minute.
Sometimes when you're crying, if you breathe 2 in through your nose and 1 out through your mouth, it'll help you calm down.
Like, look how I'm breathing. You have seen someone who's crying start breathing like that without like consciously realizing it.
One of my favorite ways to breathe is taking a spray paint bottle and putting spray paint into a paper bag and then breathing in the fumes from that. It's called huffing.
It's called it's called Indianapolis breathing.
it's called the Indianapolis beer, you do it at parties and stuff, and it gets you super. You have a good time.
Oh, fun!
Yeah.
Well, I use bunny breaths when I teach yoga for kids, but I should include that next time.
When I do yoga for kids, I also do some huffing stuff there. It's for teens.
But that's a technique I use with them to help them calm down if they're getting really worked up.
What would they be getting worked up for in yoga?
No, not necessarily, but they will be like recalling something in their day. They'll be like, someone pushed me and bullied me, and they'll be getting worked up.
Damn.
Oh, you should be teaching them martial arts.
Or then, or they'll be like,
how many times are you going to keep doing that?
What? I know.
Every time you say bunny breath, you do it.
It's like,
and surely people have thrown down their headphones.
I'm so sorry. It's my brain.
But for everyone else, look around, grab some headphones, free headphones on the ground.
Aaron, do you mind? Do you mind if I come in and teach the kids some martial arts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's see.
Just how to like disarm someone.
Let's see a scene right now. Adel, you are going to be teaching a children's martial arts class, and Aaron and I will be children in that class.
All right, everyone, listen up. I want to let you know that you need to
have... Are you Jason's dad?
That's correct. I am Jason's dad.
What happened to him?
Jason got beat up pretty bad.
Oh.
I heard he just picked his mom.
He picked his mom.
Yeah, in the divorce.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the courts.
That is also true.
Uh-huh.
He picked his mom. He went to a new school, and he got beat up pretty bad at that new school.
Oh.
I heard he's doing really well.
Is this about Jason or about me teaching you martial arts?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. You didn't declare what it was about. You just said, listen up, and we're kids.
Okay. Well, here's what's going to happen. I want you to grab Emily's milk over here.
Okay.
Now, Emily, what I want you to do is before he gets away with that milk, I want you to grab his arm by the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now you're going to make your hand flat, your other hand flat. You're going to curl in your fingers, and you're going to jam the palm of your hand into his nose, pushing it
before
upward.
Before I do that, Jason said he didn't want to spend Christmas with you, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So push your palm into his...
Are you going to be alone, or do you have a girlfriend, or what are you going to do?
I'm figuring things out. I'm in between things.
Yeah. But, yeah, I know. I mean, last time I talked to him, he said that your side of the family doesn't talk to you anymore.
You talked to Jason? When did you talk to Jason?
This morning.
Aren't you a little old to be figuring things out? I mean, if you were maybe 30, you'd have the luxury of time to figure things out. But you look to be 50, 55.
I'm 32.
You're 32? You're 32.
Oh,
now
boy.
Jam the palm of your hand into his nose.
Absolutely.
Okay, before I grab the milk, would you mind if I said something threatening when I was grabbing the milk?
Can I hear what you're going to say?
Sure. I was going to say, I have nipples, fucker. Can you milk me?
Okay, you should know that reference as a kid.
What do you mean? We have a substitute teacher we watch, Meet the Fockers. I love Owen Wilson.
Sometimes I carpool with Jason and his mom. She's a beautiful woman. She seems really happy with her new husband.
Oh, she's remarried?
Oh, yeah. It was like a huge wedding. He's the mayor. Oh.
We got divorced. Mayor. Days ago.
He's the mayor. He's John Mayer.
Yeah, but they've been together for 2 years. Weird.
Her body is a wonderland, but I guess I no longer am tall enough to ride that ride.
John Mayer's tall, laying down, is what I've heard. My nose!
I did it!
I don't think so!
All right. Let's try to beat your record again.
Okay.
We ready?
Yes.
How are you?
We're not going to do it.
What's your confidence level? How
zero.
Do I get your confidence up?
Okay. My confidence is also zero.
You are handsome. You are kind. You are smart. You take up space. You are interesting. And you can do this.
Okay, oh, my God. Now I'm at a zero.
Okay. Now do one for me.
You are interesting. You are
schmansome. You are schmansome.
You are schmansome. You take up schmace.
I did take up schmace.
Hold on.
Can we have a t-shirt that says you take up schmace? I schmatter. I take up schmace.
I schmatter. I take up schmace.
Snozative thinking.
I do like how your affirmation is I take up schmace.
What were you going to say, Adel?
I was going to say I want to see a scene where the two of you are the siblings in the band Schmansom.
Okay. Oh, God.
Clearly, this birthday party has hired Hansen.
Uh-huh.
And spent a pretty penny to get them, and Schmansom shows up.
Okay.
Dope, 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 dope.
I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. Are you saying the words dope? This is my child's birthday party.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're singing our biggest hit.
We'll start over again. Ready? Dope, dope, dope. Dope, 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 dope.
Also, I don't think that's a Hanson song.
It's a Third Eye Blind song. But
what am I thinking of?
Well, I don't know.
Are you Hanson?
What's the Hanson song?
We're Schmansom.
What?
We're Schmansom.
What's the Hanson song?
It doesn't matter. We're not Hanson. It doesn't matter. We're not Hanson. We don't do Hanson songs.
It does matter. matter.
We're schmitz.
No, put down that phone. Tell her to get off her phone.
That's
I'm looking it up.
Or
no
I'm going to bop you on the head.
Oh, shmoom, shmop, shmip, shmop, shmoop, shmip, shmop, shmoom, shmop, shmip, shmop, shmoo.
Baby,
no.
Okay. That was one, terrible. Two, your boobs are out of your shirt.
Well, the radio told me to.
Look.
And his penis is out of his shirt. What are you trying to say?
Look, you hired Schmansom for this party, and we're just trying to sing our hits.
I meant to hire Hanson.
This happens all the time.
That sounds expensive.
Yes.
They're old now.
Why don't we do this?
They're like 32.
Why don't we do this?
They're like 32.
We'll give you 10% of the money that you paid us back, and we'll leave, and we'll just have cake, and we'll leave.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Then 7, 8. Shmoom, shmop. Shmoom, shmop. Shmoom, shmop.
Okay, you ready to negotiate? Fucko?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's what's going to happen. You give me 20% back.
Okay.
You pretend that you're Cake, the band, and you perform for my kids.
Okay, we got a schmort, schmert,
and a schmong.
Smack it. Something these are actually does.
You know that you can just sing the actual words. I mean, that's what cover bands do.
We can't. We were cursed.
So you have to put a SCH in front of everything?
Yeah. Give us another band.
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson.
The Beatles.
Schmeatles.
Wait.
The Spice Girls.
Hey, Schmood.
Don't make it schmad.
Spice Girls.
If you want to schmeet my schmother, you got to schmeet my schmand.
So
schmeet's
a story from schmeet to schmeet. You got to schmeet to schmeet. You got to schmeet to schmeet.
The Smiths.
We'll leave.
Schmeet.
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 Schmeet. Schmeet me. Schmeet me. Schmeet me. Schmeet me.
Schmeet mouth. Schmikes again.
Schmum body one. Schmoe me.
Smash mouth.
Schmoe me. It's just the same.
I'm Smash Mouth.
We called scene on that 20 minutes ago.
Did we?
Yeah!
Okay. Let's do this again. I'm glad your confidence is up, because shmew, shmake up, shmace.
Okay, so we have to beat 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What gets tighter each time it's used?
Pants, belts. What gets tighter
you
each...
You know that's going to be a vagina.
Knew you were going to say that, and snowboard I'm disappointed.
Snowboard trick.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's getting tighter.
I went on Tony Hawk's Wikipedia page for like 3... No,
wait,
like 20 minutes.
What gets tighter the more it's used? A zip tie.
Nope. A budget.
Handcuffs.
You got it wrong.
It's, that's
what gets
not
left
true
behind
for a budget.
Whenever it is taken.
That sounded like a Kathy cartoon or something.
What?
Or Dilbert. What gets tighter the more you use it? A budget.
Yep.
What gets what?
What gets left behind whenever it is taken?
Oh.
It's a good one.
This is that HBO show.
Yeah, The Leftovers.
No.
What gets left behind the... More it's taken?
Mm-hmm. A tip.
No.
Liam Neeson.
What gets left behind whenever it is taken?
A vacation.
I don't know. I don't know. I give up. I shmiv up.
A break.
Footsteps.
Bop.
I tried to give you a hint.
Yes, you did.
What do Henry
see a
VIII
quick
and
scene.
Well, no, we're never going to do our thing if you keep seeing Sweens.
I wanted to see a scene.
Do okay. It quick.
I want to see a scene. Let me think about it.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to see a scene
we
where...
We are fucked here.
I want to see a scene where JPC is walking on the beach.
Okay.
And he notices his footprints. And then, Aaron, I want you to come in and play God.
Mm-hmm.
And you're attempting to carry JPC
mm-hmm.
Vis-a-vis the poster, the famous okay. poster or saying.
Oh, I have so many troubles. And all...
Hey.
And,
what up, buddy? Wait up!
Hey, whoa!
Wait up!
Whoa!
Wait up, pal! Hold on, you're moving a little fast.
Hey, who
God,
are you?
Move slow,
hey,
buddy.
Who
hey.
Are you?
Can you go down to a slow jog?
Are you getting any closer to me?
I hope so. It's a little cold.
I've stopped moving.
To run?
I'm walking towards you now.
I'm a little out of shape. I haven't worked out in a couple billion years.
Billion?
Hold on.
What are you, the god of the dinosaurs?
I'm the god of everything. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't
I'm.
Talk about
yes.
me when I'm not there. Okay, I'm getting closer.
Yes, no, you're not.
Ooh, you're
you're moving
brain.
Towards me, but you're getting Ooh, further away.
This does not bode well for
okay,
me being able to lift you up when I get there.
I'm going to keep going.
No, please
this has
don't,
been,
please.
It's been good. It's
no,
been
no,
real.
But when you can carry yourself, I will carry
enjoy
you.
The dinosaurs.
No, I got this.
Okay.
Ooh. Woo! That was a workout.
Okay.
Holy smokes, I'm going to feel that tomorrow.
I got to say, you maybe came 25 feet.
Okay, ready. Next.
Aaron, here's what I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Did you do cocaine before this episode?
Does it feel like I did? Am I talking really fast?
Well, we did also, we hung out with you for 2 hours before this episode.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm also, I had this plan going in where I thought I'm going to try to do as many riddles as possible.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'll say. I fucking love the energy. I just don't know where it came from.
Yeah, because I was super lethargic for the 2 hours before
this. Coming from the spooky sleepy ghost, yeah, canonically.
Well, I'll try to reel it back in.
No, don't.
Your next one is, what do Henry VIII and Kermit the Frog have in common?
They both killed their wives.
They both fucked Miss Piggy.
Actually, this weekend I started listening to this new musical called Six that is really big in London.
Oh, Matt Young saw it and he said it was amazing.
It's coming to Chicago and I already bought tickets. I'm so excited.
When's it coming?
May and May, and then I think it plays through June, but it's about Henry VIII's wives. And it's presented like a Spice Girls concert, and it is amazing.
Can the three of us all go together?
Wow. Yeah,
I already bought tickets, but you should buy us.
Can you sell your tickets and we'll get
right
new tickets?
Right next year? Should we buy tickets right next year?
No, I'm not
telling you. Can we buy your tickets
date
off you?
I'm going with Laurels off Pelton, and we're going to have a little time.
Don't make up names.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like a made-up name. Doesn't that sound like someone in the 1920s?
We should go see this.
See what?
We should see the Six.
Yeah, JTC and I are going to go. We're going to have a better time.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying Adel, but I meant me and Aaron.
Oh.
I said, hey,
no,
Adel.
That makes sense.
We should go see.
They have the same middle name.
Who does?
Henry the Eighth.
Kermit the Frog. Yeah, that's a big, deep sigh for me.
Okay.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog here. Kill Anne Boleyn.
Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! It enters dry and comes out wet. The longer it's in, the stronger
okay,
it gets.
Okay. Stop.
Aaron.
I tried to say it
up,
with no inflection.
You picked up the romantic comedy that you've been writing, the romance novel.
Yeah.
The romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm going to stop you right there. It's poop.
It enters dry and comes out wet. The longer it's in, the stronger it gets.
It enters dry and comes out wet. It's a tampon.
This is
Hold on. The longer it's in, the stronger.
Hold on. A diamond.
Yeah, assuming a tampon.
What?
Like, being inside a human woman long enough makes
what
you
stronger.
What
does it get stronger when it gains blood?
We've done so
and
many
so the
of
timer
these.
Vampires
hold
do.
On. We've done so many of these. Why all of a sudden is there like a fuck riddle in here?
Aaron,
like,
what gets stronger when it consumes blood? Ticks, mosquitoes, vampires. Why is a tampon any different? Anytime you give a tampon blood, it's like if you give a mouse a cookie.
Some mosquitoes,
more?
Some mosquitoes die when they suck
the blood. If you give a tampon blood, it's gonna want your organs. If you give it your organs, it's gonna want your brain.
Watch out, because these tampons are very thirsty.
I wanna just get some legalese out of the way here. Legally, listeners, the three of us are going to write the children's book. If you give a tampon blood.
A tampon.
So nobody else can write that. That is our children's book. Look for it in spring of 2000.
I have blood tampon. Can you milk me?
And you think I'm the one who did cocaine before this episode?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Has it been really that annoying?
No.
It hasn't been annoying in the slightest. It's just a matter of we've been hanging out for 2 hours and then suddenly you just have all the energy of a son.
Well, I...
Or a daughter.
Can you imagine what it's like to date me?
It's sort of a nightmare.
Let's see a quick scene with Aaron and JPC. Mm-hmm. You're on a date. You're at the musical Six.
The answer was a tea bag. Keep going.
You're at the musical Six. This is your first date. You two have never met. You you matched on Bumble. Okay. Aaron, you're playing yourself. JPC, you're playing whoever you like.
Okay. Hey, I don't think these are our seats. These are front row center. We're actually back there, and I don't want to get into a tiff with whoever seats.
Hey, Aaron, it's Adel.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I don't know that guy.
You don't know this guy? Nope. He knows your name.
It was probably a guess.
I bought tickets, too.
Aaron. I sort of look like an Aaron.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good to see you.
Are you sure? Hey, man.
Hold on. I would love to deal with this.
Okay.
Situation. Why did you so boldly and arrogantly walk to the front and pick these suits?
I kind of can come in and sit wherever I want. I don't mean to make a big deal of this, but I'm Luke Skywalker.
That's not what your name said on the Bumble.
I have to use a fake name on Bumble because I'm Luke Skywalker and I'm kind of
Ladies and
famous.
Gentlemen.
Oh, here we go.
The musical Schmix will start in just a few minutes.
Did he say Schmix?
Yep. Well, this is off-brand six.
Let's
get out of here. I'm not going to tell Adel, so.
Okay. Don't tell Adel. Let's get out of here. I got a spaceship parked outside.
Yeah, I've dated enough weirdos.
Scene.
Schmeen.
Oh, Schmeen.
Schmash mouth.
Ask me how many you got in that one.
How many
No.
you get?
Zero.
Zero.
Wow.
Yeah, we're getting worse at this as time goes on, and let that be an indication. Mm-hmm. Ooh, an indication. A little rhyme.
Well, we're going to do just...
How would Cajun boys say that?
Bobby Boucher and a Mud Dog won a Super Bowl.
I was prompting you for indication, but I'll take what I can get.
I think sometimes I don't realize when my energy has spiked, because a couple weeks ago I walked into my boyfriend's apartment and then talked to him for 20 minutes and then he got really quiet and I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, you came in here with sort of a manic energy. And I was like, oh no.
Just the other day I walked into a glass plate window and... is it because you the Diet Coke I got you?
Maybe. I think it's just because I was trying to get my energy back up after being here a while.
Look, we've got lightning in a bottle. Let's not like open it up and try
lightning
to examine it.
Lightning in a bottle. Lightning in a schmottle.
Again, not the song.
Well, all right. Well, we don't have a ton of time left, but I really want you to beat your thing. So we're going to...
There's got to be a better way to say that.
Also, we don't need a ton of time for me to beat my thing.
Hey, Riddle, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Wait, would you say have to beat my thing in 5 minutes?
Yeah, you have to beat your thing in 5 minutes. Beat the thing. You know what?
It's going to be really hard for me to beat my thing in 5 minutes. Would anyone mind insulting me and maybe spitting?
Stepping on my balls?
Okay, well, you have 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you lose, then we lose all of our listeners.
So this is the final round?
And also, everybody, I really tried to do an episode where we did a ton of riddles.
Just end the thought there. I really tried to do an episode.
I really tried to do an episode, and it really fell apart in my hands.
Okay.
On your marks. No, riddle, canoe dog, puzzles. Each day, a boy rides an elevator up to the 5th floor and then walks to the 10th floor. Why?
He's too small to hit the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've had that a thousand times.
I know. I'm like forwards, but in reverse. What am I?
I'm like forwards, but in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
The
boy.
I'm like forwards.
Don't overthink this. I'm just like word associate.
JPC, I'm like forwards, but in reverse. Oh, is it four words?
Nope.
The number four? I'm like forwards, but in reverse.
I don't know.
I'm not going forwards. I'm going?
Backwards.
Backwards.
You didn't get that one.
Come on.
Fuck.
How can you pick up a piece of string, one hand holding each end, and then tie a knot in it without letting go of either end?
Be a cat.
You can't.
Nope. With your tongue, like a cherry stem.
How can you pick up a piece of string, one hand holding each end, and then tie a knot in it without letting go of either end?
You let go of both ends.
Nope, you cross your arms before you pick it up.
Ugh.
What is special about the number... Oh, you're going to hate this. 8,549,176,320.
Turn it upside down. It spells boobs. Next. Next. Thank you, Snake.
Thank you, Snake. It's the only number which contains all the digits in alphabetical order.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah, fun.
Which word is spelled incorrectly in every dictionary?
Incorrectly. We've had that before.
Whoever makes me tells me not. Whoever takes me knows me not. Whoever knows me wants me not. What am I?
Coffin. We've had that before.
Nope.
Whoever
makes me tells me not. Whoever takes me knows me not. Whoever knows me wants
secret,
me
secret,
not.
Secret.
A nose. Nose job.
Nope. Counterfeit money.
Fump.
Most people need it. Some ask for it. Some give it. And nearly everyone ignores it. What am I talking about?
Sex with me.
Most people need it. Yeah. Most people need it. Some ask for it. Some give it. And nearly everyone ignores it. What am I talking
Advice.
About?
Money.
Advice. From what can you take away the whole and still have some left?
Donut.
We've done this one before. Take away the whole.
Wholesome.
And still have, yep. What is put on the table before. And often cut yet never eaten?
Daddy.
often cut a cutting board.
Nope. Put a on knife. The table often cut...
My arms.
Nope. Cards. Fuck. Deck of cards. What has an eye but cannot see?
Potato.
Yeah, that works.
Yep.
What do people spend a lot of money on every year but never want?
Taxes.
Taxes.
Similar?
Similar? Income tax.
To taxes?
Something that you like.
Charity.
You're older and you're obligated to buy this.
Oh, a birthday present.
Insurance.
For a loved
yep.
one.
What? A truck is stuck under a bridge and the driver
Too
cannot
bad,
get
so
it
sad.
Out. A woman walks.
Can't get it up?
Cannot get it out.
Okay.
A truck is stuck under a bridge and the driver cannot get it out. A woman walks by and stops to help. She easily gets the truck unstuck. How does she do it?
It's a bridge that opens at the top and she
deflates the tires.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Amazing. Good job. What is always behind time?
Ghosts.
What is always behind time?
Mm-hmm.
The second hand.
No.
A battery. Yeah. Gears.
Sort of.
Gears.
I'll give it to you. The back of a clock.
Yeah.
A cowboy went into a bar and asked the barmaid for a glass of water. The
Hiccups.
Barmaid pointed.
Hiccups.
I had that one.
I know. But this wasn't cowboys
Hiccups.
Before. What is bought? What is bought for eating yet never eaten?
Ass.
What?
What is bought for eating but never eaten?
Yeah.
A silverware.
Yeah, that works.
What was the right answer?
Yeah, cookery or cutlery.
Yeah,
cookery.
Cutlery is what I said so far.
Cookery or cutlery.
Cuckoo, cutlery.
There's a man who shaves several times a day.
Barber.
And yet still.
Barber. He's a barber.
Had that one just literally two episodes ago. Yeah.
Tiki barber.
What comes next in the following sequences? WTFSS.
Mark Maron.
S.
Nope.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So.
Sunday.
What was the last one you said?
S.
M.
Yep.
Aaron, your nose is bleeding.
It was way too hard for me to figure out. If you drop me from the tallest building, I will be fine. But drop me into water and I will die. What am I?
Baby. Water.
Baby. What?
Salt. Something that dissolves in water.
Oh, it's paper.
Yep.
We've had that one before.
If it asks questions... It never asks questions, but yet, oh my gosh. It never asks questions, yet is often answered. What is it?
Sphinx. It never asks questions, but is often answered. Well, that'd be my freaking
wife. Doorbell.
Yeah, doorbell. And buzz, buzz, buzz goes
Aldrin, your moon is calling. How
you
do
got
we do?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wrong. And I think you beat your record right
Hell
at the end
yeah.
of the episode.
How did we get it? How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Call
13,
us Orange Soda because we fucking crushed it.
14.
But I wonder how many of those are ones we've had.
All of them.
Most of them.
And KJ, what did we win? You had all episode to be prepared for this. Boy, okay.
I don't think KJ likes us.
But in fairness to us, we don't like us either. That was great. Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to plug, hey, Riddle Knights. It's a little more salacious, a little more naughty.
And that's over on our Patreon. Right?
That's on our Patreon.
Yeah.
Every time you log on at Patreon past 8 p.m., you can also check me out on Twitter at AdorFi. You can listen to my podcast, Siblings Peculaire, or Hello from the Magic Tavern. I say or because you have to choose.
Yeah, you can only choose one.
And come check out JPC, Aaron, and myself in the show World News Tonight. We've been getting weekly, we've been getting a lot of fans coming to the show.
Yeah.
So
we
please.
Had Laser come last night, and he's named after the guy from Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Laser Wolf.
Zero mm-hmm. Mostel.
Nice.
And we are going to be heartbroken if we now have a show and there are no fans afterwards. So please keep our egos afloat or else we will stop performing.
Wither up and die. Speaking of wither up and die, you can watch me on my Twitch show. It's Thursday nights at 7 o'clock Central with Eddie Klinker and James Dugan. We play the board game Gloomhaven. And that is twitch.com/oneshotRPG. Speaking of OneShot RPG, you can also listen to my other podcast, The Campaign Podcast. You
and
can
that's
find
about politics?
It's about campaign finance reform.
Pirates in the Sky.
But we make it kind of horny. So it's like a horny podcast about campaign finance
Shorty.
Reform. Yeah, corporations are people, unlimited donations, super PACs. And just getting down to fingering. find that on the One Shot Podcast Network.
Aaron, anything to plug?
Come see Brady at 10 p.m. on Mondays at I.O.
Is that like a guy?
It's a dude.
Yeah, Brady is like a pretty sweet bartender. He's really nice.
Go check out Clark. He's usually on the corner at McDonald's. He's
I'd like to plug Doug at Mondays at noon. What is Brady?
Brady is an improv team I'm on with Leila Gorstein and Olivia Nielsen. They are both great. You know them. Both, like,
yeah, they're
them.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they're really, really funny.
I won't cop to that on the air.
Yeah, you know, I don't, you like
I don't.
Both of them.
I don't know them.
You don't like both.
Not on the air.
He likes both of
they're
them.
They're great.
And we have a show every Monday at 10. And follow me, Aaron Keep 10 on Instagram for my other shows that I'll plug.
And Aaron, if somebody was hiring a planet for their kid's birthday party, but they got a knockoff version, that planet would be...
Schmoopiter.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adil Rifai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily DeForest.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.